Good morning. As I call the deacons up, I'd like to read a passage from the Gospel of John. From John 1, 29 and 30. And this is a passage, it describes John the Baptist as Jesus was approaching. And John the Baptist says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he on behalf of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.'" Jesus the God-man. And so what John was saying is, he's the one. He's the one that humanity has been longing for all of these thousands of years. He is the sacrifice, the one who will quench the fierce wrath of God on our behalf that we deserved. And so that's who we remember this morning in the communion service. There are two rituals that have been established for us in the New Testament, water baptism and communion. And so in the communion service, Jesus says, do this in memory of me. Do this in remembrance of me. Now, we should be remembering Jesus every day, of course, but this is a formal, solemn ceremony remembering him because he knows our hearts. He knows that we're prone to wander, as the old hymn goes. He knows that we're prone to forget him and to forget what he has done for us. So the communion service is a special time to remember him. And before we enter into the communion service, let me just touch on a couple of things. If there's anybody here today who's not a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, we'd ask that you just let the elements pass by you, because this ritual is designed for believers to remember the Savior. And then secondly, 1 Corinthians 11 lays out discipline for the believer who approaches the communion service without having confessed known sin in his life or her life, because this is a serious ritual that God intends us to take seriously. So let's just take a moment of silent prayer to confess any known sin. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to remember your Son, who he was, and what he did for us. Please take these moments and flood our thoughts and our emotions with the memory of who he was and what he did for us. And we pray these things in his name. Amen. Remembering who Jesus was, we'll pass the bread out at this time. God the Son took on humanity, added to his essence, fully God, fully man, and came into the world, he said, in Hebrews it's recorded, he said to the Father, a body you have prepared for me. And this bread represents his body. It's not actually the body of the physical body of Christ, as some teach. It is a representation of the body of Christ, his body. And on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, this is my body, which is given for you. Shall we eat? Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness for sin, we are told in the book of Hebrews. And it wasn't the bulls and the sheep and the goats, the blood of them, that gives us salvation. That's not what satisfied the wrath of God. Those were representative signs that looked towards the sacrifice with a capital S, who was Jesus. It was the precious Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, who the Father demanded as the sacrifice for our sins. And so that is what the cup represents that will be passed out in a few moments. That's what the cup represents. It represents his sacrifice, his blood, what he did for us on the cross. It's not actually the blood of his blood. It's representative of his work on the cross. And with that in mind, we'll pass out the cup at this time. With reference to Christ, the prophet Isaiah said this, "For he grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of parched ground. He had no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And like one from whom men hid their face, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely our griefs he bore himself, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." On the evening that Jesus was betrayed, he took the cup and said, "This cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood. Shall we drink together?" Father, we thank you for this opportunity to worship you and to remember your Son in the communion service today. We thank you for the opportunity to do this in peace, and we thank you for the privilege to do it. And we ask that you remind us of the great value in the sacrifice that he did for us and that you did through him. And in Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.